This is Mark Strassman in Pershing Square in Los Angeles with Utopian Media's California Politics Today and Broadband Wireless Access, where we're about to access Carla McDonald, who's president of Verge Networks. We're here in Pershing Square, that his company, Unwired. Welcome to California Politics Today, Broadband over Wireless Access World.
Great to be here. The sun came out.
Sun just came out. What's the importance of today's announcement by the Wi-Fi and Beyond panel that there's an actual plan now in place for unwiring LA?
Well, I think it definitely gives the city now some direction on the different opportunities and options. And as people look at the report, they'll see that there's quite a few different ways that a city can approach this type of issue. Pershing Square is kind of a start. There's a few other public Wi-Fi areas in the town. I think the city will look at Pershing Square and the economic values of Pershing Square, as well as how this type of deployment can be paid for.
Okay. There's a figure in the report that says that it will cost about $150,000 to $200,000 mm-hmm. per square mile to unwire the city. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that's an accurate figure? Or might it vary according to other factors that really taken into account?
I haven't had a chance to completely go through the report, but that number did come out at me, and it seems a little high, but you know, I don't know what are the different things that they've looked at.
All right.
Hardware equipment for type of equipment we use here, the cost of that is roughly $60,000 per
right.
square mile, and then plus labor.
Right.
Now, it doesn't include the ongoing support, which the report does cover as well.
Could you say something about what you expect the cost benefit curve is likely to be with hardware in the next 3 to 5 years, and whether that might significantly reduce the necessary costs for unwiring the city?
Well, I think that equipment costs will come down as more the technology gets better. There's new technology coming down the pipe. A lot of the things that you have to look at is the backhaul. How do you get the backhaul to these wireless Wi-Fi hot zones?
And what's the current state of the art for that, or the current states of the arts?
There's two options. Here in Pershing Square, we're using the DWP fiber backbone in the city. Some other cities, we've used other wireless equipment from various manufacturers.
Now, Intel just released a chipset for 802.16.
Right.
Is WiMAX going to be a useful backhaul technology, or figure in other ways into lowering the cost of unwiring Los Angeles?
Absolutely. We're going to be using it as a wireless backhaul. We're using some pre-WiMAX equipment now in some areas. It'll be a little while before you see them on the laptops. It's going to take a while for that adoption rate to
So the WiMAX isn't going to directly go to the laptops. It ought to be going to a Wi-Fi.
My understanding, 2007 to the laptops, but you probably won't see widespread usage until 8 or 9 on those laptops.
But it's already useful as backhaul.
Absolutely.
To go to Wi-Fi hotspots.
End of this year, you'll probably see that the predominant use for the backhaul for wireless to these hot zones and hotspots.
How does EVDO from Sprint or Verizon figure into this equation?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them. No, I'm just kidding. It will be a part. Los Angeles is a very large city, and just to say that we're going to cover the whole city with Wi-Fi is not a good comment. EVDO can be used in certain areas as well. My understanding, it's going to be a little bit slower than Wi-Fi. There's other technologies coming down the pipe as well. Right now, Wi-Fi works. It's good. It's easy to deploy. Much better from a cost standpoint, but we need to keep the EVDO solutions and the other solutions from those types of providers in mind when you're building these networks.
Okay, your company is headquartered in Baton Rouge,
that's
Louisiana.
Correct.
You must get around the country a lot. Where does LA and this announcement fit into the overall trends in the United States, and for that matter worldwide, in terms of deployment of Wi-Fi networks?
I was talking to one of the panel members that put the report together, and that's what I told her. I said it was dead on with what the other cities, a lot of it was similar. I mean, all the cities are facing the same scenarios. How do you pay for this thing? Where do you put it? Who's going to run it? Who's going to manage it? And all those things were in that report. I think it's a great report. It's going to give a good guideline for the city.
Do you think the situation has gone from early adapters get an advantage in terms of being a city that puts this in early, or late adapters are going to be left behind at this point?
Hands down, late adapters are going to be left behind.
Cities, like everyone,
they have
every
got to look
at this.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks you.
Bye.